Okay. So the Mishnah tells us where there is a Suffolk Kedushin regarding a man, Reuven, is married to a woman who's an Erva to Shimon. He's also married to another woman. But what happens with the Erva? It's questionable whether she's engaged or whether she is married to Reuven, or whether she was engaged or whether she's divorced from Reuven at all. So the co-wife is a Suffolk whether she has to marry Shimon or not. So then is you give Chalitza not Yibum. The example we gave for Kedushin was a Suffolk if when you threw the Kedushin was it closer to him or closer to her. But when it came to Gittin, we gave other examples. So you might want to know, why didn't we give example by Gittin the same thing? Suffolk closer to her, so closer to him. So Rabba comes along and makes a Chiddush. Only by Kedushin do we say if it's a Suffolk closer to him or closer to her, that you give Chalitza. When it comes to Gittin, if it's a Suffolk, if she's divorced, if she's not divorced, that then she goes totally free, you don't even give Chalitza. Why? Because you look at the status quo. The status quo was until now she was married, right? This Erva was married. The question is whether she's divorced now. But this Erva till now was married, and if she would have been married, then the co-wife would have been exempt from marrying Shimon. Since it's a Suffolk, you go after the Chazaka. The Chazaka is that she is a co-wife of an Erva, and if we don't need Chalitza. If we give a Chalitza, problems will happen. The Rabba's argument, if you give a Chalitza, people think that you can be Miyabim, and then you'll be Miyabim. And by Kedushin, even if people make that mistake, there's nothing wrong, because what's wrong if she marries? Because Minad Din over there, the Din's all the way around. There, probably the woman was not engaged, which means really you have to marry Shimon. So if we tell the co-wife, go ahead and give Chalitza Shimon, and what's going to happen? People make a mistake. Who's she marry? No, that's the halacha. Yeah, and let's say they do Yibum. Let's say the mistake will be they'll do Yibum instead. So what's wrong? The din is should be Yibum. We're just being machmen not to. So that no mistakes can arise. So this idea that by Gittin, if it's a Suffolk or not a Suffolk, we don't give Chalitza, we go status quo, and we say, okay, you're totally free, and Chalitza goes problem, that's what Abaye is going to ask God. Hey, Abaye has a question, it says in Fesh, in the Mishnah, we'll see later on, Nafal Habayis Olav Abbas Echav, Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter, and Reuven had a co-wife. Then the house collapsed, and Reuven died, and the daughter died, and the co-wife survived, Shimon's niece died. And Shimon's daughter, he's married to his niece, yeah. So now the co-wife is alive. The question is, should she be marrying Shimon or shouldn't she be marrying Shimon? So if Reuven died first before the daughter of Shimon, then both women are exempt totally. But if the daughter died first, that means Reuven was married to the co-wife for 5 minutes or for 2 minutes or 1 minute without an erva there, then the co-wife has to marry Shimon. But we don't know what happened. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, Nofel Abayis, Olav Abbasach, Yifel, and if any do Ezim, M.S. Yishu, we don't know who died first. Tzorosach, Chayletze, V'loi, Misiyav, M.S. Since we don't know, we tell Du Chalitza. Now here, what's the status quo? She was a co-wife of an erva till now, which means that she should not be marrying Shimon. So it's a suffering according to you, status quo, she should not be doing Chalitza, because mistakes can happen. And here's the fish, Chalitza's. Let's say each of the chesed of sugar matters. The boss status quo that she was married with a co-wife of an erva, and therefore she's not allowed to marry Shimon, and she's mooted to the market. So why are you saying over here should be machmen or myself? You're coming along from something, asking. I'll tell myself according to you, Rabbi, you shouldn't be doing that because mistakes can arise. You might do a givum. And the chitema hachinami luchumra. If you want to tell me, it's a chumra. Chumra is the kula. It's a chumra comes the kula. Because what happened? The chlit turns the yibum. Maybe she'll turn into Yibum, and according to you, that's a disaster. So he says, no. Rabba says, when do I say I'm worried that the Chalitza will turn into Yibum, so let's not even be Machmer Chalitza, Gei Rushim, when it comes to Gittin, the Shchich, it's so common, men divorce their wives all the time. Gazer Behur Abonim. So Abonim will go easy, and they said, we don't want the Chalitza, because then a mistake will happen to the Yibum. Mapilus, a house caving in, this kind of a story. It's very uncommon. Let's be machmer. Maybe just in case that the co-wife died first, let her have a chalitza before she marries anybody in the street. And when I worry, they'll turn into yibum. Another answer is geidushin, by geidushin. The kaima erva de kamucha, by geidushin, the woman who the erva is still alive is right in front of us. And vitzarosa kamatzer chalitza, we have to turn to the co-wife and say, look, we want you to give Chalitza. What does that tell people? The Lechaira, she was totally divorced, and that this co-wife, Yibum to Shimon. People think that there's a Yibum there. Amri, come a bit, Abon Megitta, people think that they're Abon, and analyze the get, and the Gitta Malyun decided it's a good get, all these cases. But also, Yavumi and people with Miyavim, they didn't go to Bezim to Miyavim, they just did between themselves. So the mistake can happen. Letzora, to this Sora. However, my poil is, they're both gone. Side the man and side the daughter of Shimon are gone. And everyone knows there's no way that anybody can determine who died first. There's no way of testing who died first. The God, so therefore, that's why we're not worried. People won't make a mistake. You don't understand that it's different. People understand that there's a suffix, and even at the end, they know the rabbis could never have worked it out. How can you work it out? Who died first? They'll understand. If you tell them, chalitza, it's only a chumrah. So you're telling me what by Gedoshin we don't want to be machmir and tell Duchlitz when really minadin. She shouldn't be doing anything because she's free because mistakes can happen. Let me ask a question. So we got by Gedoshin, you laid out a principle. Be like, nah, didn't we learn about nah, we learn Fadish. If she was standing in the street, they threw a get cut of law, Migoresh, the get close to her, she's divorced. Cut of law, close to him, and Migoresh. Machta, Machta, Migoresh, Venigoresh is a suffix. So what's the suffix, Migoresh? What does that mean? It means a couple of things. The Ekoin, if the husband is a Koyin, he can't take her back because maybe she's divorced and a Koyin cannot take back his divorced wife. Asura was also. The E-Erva, he also, if she's an Erva, now that could be that she is not divorced. And could be she is divorced. And if she is divorced, then the co-wife has a Chiv of Yibum. So you know what? Tzarosa by Chalitza. The Tzara should have a Chalitza because we don't know if the Erva is divorced or not. So the co-wife should have a Chalitza. What do you mean, chalitza? You just said a minute ago when it comes to divorce. We don't make a chalitza because people think that, oh, you should be miyabim as well. And here, Befeidish, it says that you make chalitza to him. The Lamanina, we don't say, according to your logic, shimato aimer, chalitza, misyavim, as mistakes can happen. Says the Gemara. Ha'itman Allah, didn't we learn that Rabba Rabbi Yosef, both Rabba Rabbi Yosef, Amri Vartavai, both say, we're talking about just a unique case, this Chafik. Yerushin is talking about a case where Shteikiti Eidim Askinah, the two groups of Eidim. One group of Eidim come along and say it happened closer to him. One group of Eidim said it came along and came closer to her. Since it's a Safik Deraisa, we are Machmed. Here it's a Safik Deraisa, we are Machmed. We'll say, look, do Chalitza. We don't know if it's a get or not. Let's do Chalitza. No, Yibim, let's do Chalitza. Achas emeret korvla. Achas emeret korvla. Now let's make it Deraisa, Safik Deraisa. That's there. However, our Mishnah is only 1 8 says it was closest to him and 1 8 said closer to her. When you have only 1 8 against 1 8, so what is it? It's we go after the status quo, and the status quo was that she was a co-wife of an Erva, she's really putter from Yibum. It's only a Safik de Rabbanon. We want to be Machas of the Rabbanon, and things can go wrong because people will think that she's tied to Shimon and marry her.
But the status is that she was a cover off of an
elder,
and we're not sure about the get.
Exact same case. Safik kot of law, safik kot of law. Over here and over there. But over here, there, where there's two groups of aiding against each other, each group is definite. I didn't know what happened. Sveika the Raisa. So if we have to be machmer. Over here, because one against one, there's no real proof either way. So you got a chazaka.
Chazaka is a Jew.
Exactly. Chazaka was that till now, this co-wife was potted from Yibam Mashimon. So it's not allowed to be Yibam Mashimon. You want to speak in the rabbanim with machmir, but not when it comes to a problem. Says the Gemara. First of all, how do you know masnis lahochav vasachas? The habla speak in the rabbanim. For the Gemara, how do you know the masnis lahochav vasachas? How do you know our mishnah is only one? Where do you get this from? How do you know it's talking about the same thing? For the Gemara, do me kedushin. Same with my kedushin. What do you find my kedushin? My kedushin kat achas afkurigeshu kat achas. Just by kedushin in the first part of the mishnah. We're talking about one group of eight, and one says it's close to her, one says it's close to him. Same thing over here. Who told you by Kedushin it's only one group? Maybe Kedushin also is two groups. How do you know how what's planned on Mishnah? So the Gemara Poshet. Because Ibe Beis Kite Edim, if there would have been two groups by Kedushin, then this Yabim. If there were two groups by Kedushin, that the Erva, one group said the Erva did get married to him, one group said the Erva didn't get married to him, and her status quo was that she wasn't married, and therefore the co wife is M'chuyah to marry Shimon, then it should have been Miyabim, the Ein Kabakach Klum.
But if there's two kitayim machishim, don't you reject that testimony? You can't establish one over the other. So she remains a sofik.
So the rice is machma.
What's
the Gemara? What are you talking about, Gemara? Exactly what you asked. Kaim Eidim come to court of law. There's two Eidim standing there and saying no, that the Elva was Makudish. And therefore the co wife is not allowed to marry. And you're telling me, let me yam and kaklum. Klepnished. This whole premise of yours of a shteki to aidim it's a sveika that Isa is also not right. This concept of a chazaka, is that's the din ma'atayda. If two aidim say kot of law, the chazaka says that she was married until now. Right? The question was the getting or not? She's married till now. The taida says go after the chazaka. So what do you tell me? That's a sveika that Isa? No, it isn't. The taida says you don't know what to do. You go, you cancel each other out, like you just said, and you go back to the chazaka. That says that she was married till now, and you're a co-wife of an Erva, and therefore you're potter. So, you want to be saying that? What's the no? What's the kid dead? One kid. That's basic question. Exactly. And then she was married till now, and you were the tzora of an Erva. Ready Gemara, Vesubish, take it in Ami, take the Rabboni. I'm learning more like Rashi, because there's a whole shot. Where do you know? How do you know that Mahatreide in such a case, two against two, you still go after Chazaka? Maybe Take creates a suffix in our minds, you'll be a suffix raiser. The famous case in Gemara Ksubis. The famous case of the Bashatya means a schizo. What's the story? The Bashatya, Zovin, he sold properties. Now the din is when he's healthy, he can sell. When he's unhealthy, he's unwell, he cannot sell.
He slips in and out of madness.
Yeah, Itim Cholim, Heading Marashana, Itim Cholim, Itim Shaitim. That's what this guy was. It's called, they called him by the nickname Bashatya, which is interesting. Anyway. So he sold properties. But also, they came along to witness the Amelie Kishu Cholim's oven. He was healthy when he sold it, valid sale. But also, by today, Amelie Kishu Shaitim's oven. No, he sold it when he was an idiot. He's a fool. And therefore, it says, La valid, give it back to him. What do we do? Ravashi, Uki Tre Lahadi Tre. And you don't say Sfeikah, the right word. And what do? The Ara Uku Bechazoka Bashatya. Becheska Bashatya. You leave the land. Yeah, because till now it was his. Put it back where it belongs. So in other words, we see Klofmir, two against two. We go back to the Chazaka. Yeah, status quo. So the same by Gedishin. What do you tell me? Two against two, Safa Karov Loy, Safa Karov Loy. Where Sveika the Reis and when Mahmoud tell the co wife, go get a Chalitza. No. The din should be, you go after the Chazaka, that the Erba was married until now. This Tzara was a Tzara of an Erba, and therefore she can't, she's totally potted from marrying Shimon. And therefore, don't even do Chalitza, because maybe she'll do Yibum, which is also Matayla. Elam Rabbi, I disagree with my Rebbe. I disagree. I totally disagree with him. I believe that when it comes to Gittim Kod of Loi, Sofik Kod of Loi, and Sofik Kod of Loi is exactly the same thing as by Kedushin, which is that you do Chalitza. You actually do Chalitza. And we're not worried about this Chalitza, even the whole thing here. We do Chalitza. Mavos. So how can Mishnah mention it? Because Yagid all over there, once the Mishnah mentioned already by Kedushin, why mention the exact same case by Gittin? One friend will reveal another. Once you know the situation by Heichatimtza by Kedushin, we'll know the same Heichatimtza by Gittin. And by Gittin, we'll mechadish three other cases. Tana by Kedushin, Vodin Legation. And then we say, Tana by Gittin, Kedushin. And the three cases by Gittin will apply to Kedushin as well. So these three dinim that you know, only one that the husband wrote it, or he wrote only Xaviyada, or only Eid Echad, or Novus Man, exact same thing will apply by Gedushin. Amale Rabba says to him, okay, Fadun Rashidam. Iyagid Olav Reyoim. If one reveals on the other, Maizeo Diktani, so Rabba said Tabaye. Now, Rabba challenged Tabaye. If you tell me that all the dinim apply by Gittin apply to Gedushin and vice versa, so why does it say Zehu? It says in the Mishnah here. It says Zehu Sofik Gedushin. After it gives the example by Gedushin, Kod of Loi, Kod of Loi, it says Zehu Sofik Gedushin. What means Zehu? This is, as if to say, this and nothing else. Okay. Not the other three cases by Gittin. And by Gittin it says Zehu Sofik Gedushin, as if this is and not the first case by Gedushin. So what are you talking about? What's a Zehu for? Says the Gemara, so Rabbi, I'll give you a new answer. Elam, Rabbi, I agree with Abaye that Rabbi is not right. I'll agree with Abaye that is no different. Kedushin and Gedushin, we're going to say that you have to Chalitza. And you're right that the case by Kedushin applies to Gittin as well. But what you're not right is you said that all three cases by Gittin apply to Kedushin. No, only two out of the three apply to Kedushin, not the third one. I'll tell you in a second which one it is. And that's why it says Zehu. These three apply by Gittin, not the other one. And once it says Zehu by Kedushin, it says Zehu by Kedushin as well. But there's one case by Gedushin, you don't find by Gedushin, and the Zel by Gedushin Lav Davke. Ela Meshum the Tana Zel by Gedushin, Tana Nama Zel by Gedushin. Why Taka to say Zel by Gedushin, the case of Gedushin applies to Gittin as well? You're right, it wasn't necessary. But because we use the term Zehu when it came to the Gittin, not only these three cases apply to Gittin, because two of them will apply to Gedushin, not all three, so we use Zel by Gedushin as well. So I'm saying, what about Gedushin? That's right. Okay, Rashi. The last wide line. Coaches begin Gedushin going to Sufi, court of law. Have you not been Gedushin, Sufi by Gedushin as well? But yes, Gedushin ain't Sufi, link Gedushin. There's one case by Gedushin that you don't find Gedushin. Which one is that? Kigang's man, the din of time. By Gedushin, we don't care if there's a date or not. By Gedushin, it's vital. Can find the comment, the Bestar Gedushin, and the Makalis Bestar, the Tikkun's man. When it comes to Gedushin, we don't care about this man. We'll soon see why. Because the Edom remember, if they don't remember, it doesn't help the start anyway. The Gedushin Lav Davke, the Mashmoi, Zehu, the Havi Sufi, the Gedushin. Alva Sufi Karloi, Loi Havi Sufi Gedushin. But I did turn Zehu Gedushin, Davke, Zehu, but it says Zehu by Gedushin, Davke, to exclude one of those by Gedushin, the Kamashal Zehu Sufi Karloi, who the Shai by Gedushin, Alva Sufi Zman, Loi Shai Bu. So which case does not apply to Gedushin? Lemute Zman, the din of having a date doesn't apply to Gedushin. The lack of Kedushin, we don't find by Kedushin. Why takenat? Why don't he have zman kedushin? So before we understand why there's no zman by kedushin, we need to understand. So why is this man by gittin? Why need a date for? There's two opinions. Rabbi Yechon Shlakish and gittin nafidzayin. Two opinions. Rabbi Yechon says the reason why you need because we're worried that he's going to protect his niece, or his wife. What happens if his wife, his family, and he married her, and then he divorced her, but it turned out to be that she was mezana with somebody before the divorce. And if she's mezana, she's chayiv misa. The witness says she gets killed. He has achmanus on her, even though he despised her and he divorced her. So he's going to backdate. He'll put a date in the or he'll claim on the get. If there's no debt and date in the get, he'll claim that he gave her the get a month before. Exactly. So therefore, we decided we need a date in the get. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Shlok says no. You know why? Because the moment you write a get, the husband no longer has a right to eat from Nichsim Malug, from her and her estate. So if he's going to make up a story, he'll delay, he'll say, I gave the get 3 months after he actually gave it. He'll continue eating from her produce. So we're trying to protect her assets. So we're trying to protect her.
Very interesting. One is Dim and Foshim, one is Dim and Foshim.
Number one is to help her and one is to hurt her. Rabbi Yechon is where you're going to help your wife.
But
the question is, Rosh Lakish has a problem. If you hate your wife enough to divorce her, and then she was caught out that she was cheating on you all this time while you were married, are you going to go protect her? Or let her get her fate that she deserves? You see, you're all sitting here clenching your eyes.
No.
What would you do?
You have a look in the family courts. The most bizarre situations come up.
Yeah, but being hurt like this and
really
everything else.
Crazy things come up. And the people are not Yishuv Hadassah.
There's a famous author called O. Henry, and he wrote a book called he wrote many stories. American author. He wrote a book called Lady of the Tiger. Something very similar. The husband ended up in the Colosseum, and there was two different cells, and one of them had a tiger in it, and one of them was a lady. And his ex-wife that he used to harass him, or whatever it is, points at one particular gate and says, take that one. And he ends off, so what do you think was there, the lady or the tiger? For debate. Okay, back to the Gemara. So it goes like this. Let's go back to here. So now, if the reason by Gedushin is, why is it not Gedushin? If the idea is because of payers, if the reason why you need a man like Gerir Shlokish, a gittin is because you don't want the guy to eat from the assets of the woman after he divorced her, is arus or less the payer? But kedushin, we don't need this man because even if you were engaged, whatever, the husband is not entitled to eat from her produce until they actually get married, nesuyin, not by Edison. So what's the problem? So then, makes sense. You don't need man by kedushin. El man the mishabat chayse. The other one opinion is Rabbi Yechon who says you need to protect her. Let's say you marry your niece.
When you say kedushin in a day, you're not talking about what we understand as today's shtar suba.
Talking about the Edison.
Yeah, but what is it? But that's only if you mekadosh with the shtar. If you mekadosh
the same thing. No, we're talking about the shtar. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. We'll get to that in a second. Good. But if it's because you're marrying your niece, no, it's blood sick in the world, you know you hate her, it's your family, and if you're going to save her, Liskin's man, we should have his man, because he did the same thing. What happens if he had her engaged early, and then she's mazana afterwards, so he protected her, he'll delay the time when they got engaged. Same problem. So l'chei b'takashur his man. Emphatic mother, what Moshe said. B'shub dikin b'kad b'kas, but there are many people who m'kad his money. Dikin b'kad is b'shtar, l'tikin b'kad his man, therefore we didn't make his man. Fetik mother by gate, we'll get that in a second. Because the ass is laid, the name is Itik. But Mabila paid is when she can take for fruit, when she can get collect back payment from the husband because he ate from her fruits. The moment he wants to divorce her, he forfeits all his rights to pay. Over here makes sense. By Gedushin is no Zman. There is no pay. What's the whole reason why the Bonn and said to her husband, you have her entitled to the fruits. We want you to redeem her in case she ever gets captured. But when do you have to? When are you chayv to redeem her? Only from the ksuvah. And we learned that a ksuvah only starts in the suyin unless you clearly specified otherwise. If you get her captured, I will pay your ransom. But if you learn the other reason for Basa Chayse, protect your knee, Shema Yehin Nosi, Basa Chayse may be married, his knees Vitizna Tachtav and Shiba Mazana. But Yid Eidim, Misham, Shiba Mashi, boy, he sees Eidim coming along and they're going to, you know, whatever it is, accuse her of being a Mazana. The Yachas will have Rachmanas v'Yigashua. So even according to Beichim, it's only because it's your family. If it wouldn't have been your family, there's no way you would help her. And you have Rachmanas on Beigashua, and you have divorced her. V'Yemer Kedim's Nus Sha'atim Idin Kvanis Gasha. I want you to know she was divorced already. Liskin's man Namish Lagdushin Shema Tizna. Maybe she was out of V'Yemer Kedim Lush Navel. He'll say the Lushin happened later.
So
we don't care. Nothing happened yet by Kedushin. And let's see, he does. So he does. Nothing happened yet.
Also, some people buy an avodim with money, some people buy avodim with shtar. The tikkun about his man, did you do have his man a date mefeilish in the shtar? So much like this. Hasa by an eved, ruba v'shtar, majority of avodim. How do you purchase an eved with a contract? Hacha ruba v'kaspa, majority of people get married. Kedushin use money. Rashi. Well, after mechir is ever selling an eved.
Isn't also benugah eved very negah the date because when will he go free?
Sorry?
It's negev, the date when his avdus starts, in order to know when he's going to go through.
Taisa totally disagree with Rashi, because Taisa says, if we're talking about buying an eved, then why don't you talk about buying property, which happens every day? Everything you buy has a date in it. So why ask from an eved? So Taisa, we're not talking about buying it, we're talking about when you release a shtar get by an eved. Shashicha, which is a get, and that's what we bring an eye from here. Shashicha by eved, and yet there's no protecting his nus or anything else. And yet there's man. By Kedushin, you have no breda. How can you write his man? Manashach. Hey, Chalev, what you do? Where do we leave that shtar Kedushin? You leave it with her. Machkalei, she will erase the shtar and ruin it. It's to protect herself. Let's say she was Mazana. So she will change the shtar and we'll look at the date and say, oh, this shtar is disqualified. No, she's happy. If she's not married, but for sure, she's a free girl. They leave it by the husband. Zimnin the basa chayis. What do you gain? If it's a relative, he will also try to help her and change the date. Umechapalav. Leave it by the witnesses. Doesn't help her leave by the witnesses. Come on, Shach. If they remember, the one you the star for, they come and testify. If they don't remember, then look at the star and suddenly remember the date. That's not called Eidus. Zimni the chazam ichtava. They might see the letter. But come and testify. We need the machlek is a shiny. What do you mean? It means that they write the ages down in the ksavim. In this gemara here, it seems clearly that's what Rashi learns in many places. Here it seems no. It seems that they should remember from their brain and not from something that they wrote down and said, "Oh yeah, that jogs my memory." That's
isn't also the whole Indian that they have to recognize the shtar and they say, yes, that's our.
Yeah, but not that you remember events because you read the shtar. So, oh yeah, I remember the taka. Oh, I remember this. I remember.
That's so you're relying on the ages, not on the shtar. Then what's the shtar do?
Nothing. The shtar is not for the agent. The shtar is for the agent disappear, whatever it is, the so owner or whatever. It's like a guarantee that you can pick it on the court. Rashi, mochkalei lezman, but tell me, couldn't you have it before? Lichay be'edim, my mahani would help. Either kiri aimers, they remember a filayin. Because b'shtar, much less they can testify. Elochi amid demanas imin. So they don't remember the chazim b'tol sidel writing. Vosim said, "Hi, love edus." So it's not edus. No, apishleim edim loshi edus apikslav. Now they say edus based on what they wrote down. Fedimov, that's what you're worried about. Elochi gerishanamis. What do you achieve by telling them write a date in the get? They'll change the date in the get, and if they change the date in the get, she's again we'll say it's disqualified. She'll be protected. Fedimov, what are you talking about? What happens if you ruin the get? You make things worse. If you change it, alter the date on the get. So what's the chum say? No get. So if there's no get, what happens? She's a married woman. If she's a married woman, she'll for sure get killed. So what do you gain? Over here by Kedushin, if you smirch the get, and we'll say, okay, this get is disqualified. Sorry, Kedushin. We'll say the Kedushin is qualified. So what happens? We'll say, well, she was never married. Okay, so what do you want from me? Why am I in court? I have a punia. But by getting, you're not going to gain it. You're going to lose if you're going to play around with the get. Because even if you whatever it is, we're going to disqualify the get. She's a married woman. Rashi, that's all the dog cause. But let's make a deal with the chalishu race. The chiyasa side is in such mazana. Eloi meisa star hadikrash. If she doesn't produce a star, a valid star that she was divorced, mekame hachim mukmini lo becheskes. Actually, what are we going to assume? We'll try her as a married woman. Umiyu eloi tikar adas man. So why did he did it all? Having much of the chuyla. If there be no date, and the husband could say, look, I did this. A month before she was Mazana. Well, Miss Faker, look at me. Now we don't know if it's truth or not true. What do we do? We can't kill her. I will hash to the tikkun abon. Now the abon says, man. If she doesn't bring a get with man, we'll say it's a disqualified get. Mukmin la chazaka, we will kill her. I'm the chazaka, based on the chazaka, we're going to kill her.
There's man kedushin. This man is worse. We eat tikkul rabban's man. Either one made man bezin sechem zane. Kofshel lishtar. In fact, she'll hide the whole shtar if you give it to her. Oy machkele. She'll erase it. The kaima chazaka. What's the chazaka saying? Cheskes penuya. She was a free single girl. Kedem ikar. Next Mishnah, Gimel Achi, and there were three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and suing him, three married to three sister, three women, not sisters. They were married to Rachel and Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel, not related to each other. The mace Echad Behen, Reuben died. But also by Sheni Maimer, Reuben died, came along Shimon, and he went ahead and did a Maimer to Reuben's wife. So now you have, when Reuben died, Reuben's wife, Sarah, was available to Shimon and Levi. But what happened? And she's a zikah to both. What happened? Shimon went ahead and did something. He made a maimer. And we had a discussion a few days ago if a maimer is a kinyan gomer or not a kinyan gomer. Yeah, so Shimon, now, if Shimon's maimer produced a kinyan gomer, that means now became Shimon's wife, then Levi, when Shimon dies, Levi can only marry one of them, not both of them, because you cannot marry two wives from one brother. If Shimon's maimer didn't do anything for her, then she's still Reuben's wife, so then he can marry both of them if he wants to. He can marry Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife. So the Mishnah said, if he did a maimer, von Mesa Shimon died. So now Levi's left alone. What does Levi do? How do Elu Chotu? Now both of them do only Chalitza. Because the maimer makes it like, maimer is sort of in between, and we don't know which way to go. So in order to avoid mistakes, we're not going to allow either one to marry. Why? Shenema says, Vemes Echemen, Yivama Yavel left. One of them died, the Yivama takes over. And so we dash in Misha Lazikas Yavam Echad. Only if you have the Zika of one Yavam, Velosha Lazikas Bez Yavamim. Here we're not sure if this if the Reuven's wife, who's now has a maimer from Shimon, who's a husband, Shimon or Reuven? We'll split Rashi. Zikas Yavamim, the Chol's man like Kuntzah Chol's man Shimon didn't marry Reuven's wife. She is Reuven's wife. A dying Zikas Ishala, she is Reuven's wife. Then the Teichel Zikas Man Mare. So now when he does the maimer, there's like two layers on this woman. There's two layers. Sarah now has an attachment. She is Mechuyev to Levi through Reuven, her original husband, because that wasn't cut yet, because Shimon didn't marry her. But now she also has an additional layer of Shimon's maimer. So now and Levi has to step in for his brother Shimon as well. So this one woman has two zikas to one man, and you cannot marry a woman that has two zikas to you. So now when Shimon dies, she now has on her two zikas. Had Shimon married Sarah, then Reuven's ties are gone. Reuven's ties have been gone. She would have been solely Shimon's wife, and Levi has every right to marry her. She would only have one attachment from Shimon. The problem is now she has two. She is now tied to Levi through Reuven and through Shimon. And you can only marry a woman who has one tie to you, huh? Basically, yeah, exactly what it is. And if Shimon would have done nothing to her, on the other hand, then she would have remained Reuven's wife. She would have been attached to Levi via Reuven. The other woman would have been attached to Levi via Shimon. Perfect. So therefore, in this case, both of Chalitza. Now we'll understand. We understand why Reuven's wife needs Chalitza. You can't marry. You don't know who. You know what's going on here. But Shimon's wife. Why can't Levi marry Shimon's wife? We'll see soon more. Yudi, follow me. And Rab Shimon comes along and says, no, you can marry whichever one you want. You can't marry both. You can marry whichever you want because we consider Maimon maybe a total Kenyan, belongs totally to Shimon. So now Shimon has two wives, and from one husband, from one brother, you can only marry one of his wives. So you hear, but still the chalitza. Now this is hard to understand. Why so why need chalitza? It should be free. Well, yeah, if she's totally Shimon's wife, if Maimon made a full kinyan, it's totally Shimon's wife. Why did you need chalitza? So your mother explains. Rashi. If you touch the mamori that it's taka good bila, then it's Shimon's wife, so therefore you have a right to marry her. No, if Shimon is masupik, is a maimer koine or nothing happened? If maimer is koine, it's Shimon's wife, why can't you marry her? And if maimer wasn't koine, it's Reuven's wife, why can't you marry her? So therefore, definitely you can marry whichever one you want. But also, if you're chalitza, why do you chalitza? Because maybe Maimba did nothing, and if Maimba did nothing, whose wife is it, Reuven? So even if you marry Shimon's wife, Where's the chalitza? Or even if you marry Reuven's wife, but Shimon's wife needs something. That's why, because it's a suffix, you can chalitza as well for the other one. The chalitza, one of them is an example with the three to be of the other one. Deal with maima lekani. Maybe the maima didn't do anything. Maybe they're coming to you from two different directions. Why can't you marry both? Because it could be Dilma, perhaps Maime Kani. Maybe Maime was Kaina, and therefore Vahavla Bezi, and she's Shimon's wife, and you can't marry two women from one Shimon. So if Shimon is Mesupik, whether Maime is Kaina or nothing happened. Gemara.
Can you leave a Zika, or does the Zika always have to be cancelled?
No, you could. You rest alive in Aguna. She's in Aguna. She's in Aguna. Can't do anything.
So in order to cancel, you have to do the chalitza.
That's right. Something. Either marry her or tell. And we learned before the chalitza in the place of Yibum, not even the mitzvah, because ideally you should do Yibum. But if not, then you do this. Now, the Tanakh Kama learns that L'chayda the Maimed did something, and therefore Shimon has two wives now, and that's why you can't marry both. So why? So what's going on here? Why give chalitza to both? It's like about it. Easy, because Beis Yavam and the Raisa, if you're telling me that the Zika, this din of Yavamim, is the Raisa, is chalitza nami loy to boy. If she belongs to Shimon, so she's a lechayda. Why have a chalitza with a second wife? One man can only have one wife. So therefore, why are you saying they both need chalitza? Why do they both need chalitza? One of them doesn't need chalitza at all. It's all this idea that she is tied to Shimon is only the Rabban. And the Gzeda. No, it's my. When we say Zika, we mean Maimer as well. We're saying, we're talking about Maimer as well. He did a Maimer.
It's not the normal Zika that you've got two widows from two separate brothers.
No.
Because then he does even to both.
We're talking about the Maimer. The Ma'atayda, the Maimer does nothing. So Ma'atayda, definitely Reuven's wife is not Shimon's wife. So Ma'atayda, definitely. You have a chiv to do something with Reuven's wife and to Shimon's wife. So why are we saying chalitza v'lo miyadnas? What are we worried about here? Why don't you marry Reuven's wife just as well? So think about it. Elamid Rabban, Ugzeda, we are worried. Shema Yemer, people don't understand that. Some people think that since Shema gave a maimed, they'll think that Shema's wife. And they'll see that you're marrying them. They'll say, oh, you're allowed to marry two women from one man. Shema Yemer, Bezi, Vamas, Abay, Echem, Yabas. That's what we're worried about. That's why we don't let you marry both of them. That still doesn't explain why you can't marry one of them. We'll see in a minute. Rashi. Really, they're coming for two from a man, but you can marry both. But so one of them marry and one of them do chalitza. Then it's clear. What mistake can happen here? No. Gzeira, we are worried. People say, Bayis Echad. People still think that this Reuven's wife really now is sort of Shimon's wife because he did a minor. So people think that Shimon's wife. But they will say, one man with two women. One of them you're allowed to marry. One of them you give chalitza. And the din is that one of them you don't give chalitza. One of them you only do one woman from a house. So if one of them you marry, the rest, the other one is totally free. And that's the mistake we're having.
So if you tackle the other one,
in general halach, a normal case, yeah.
But if you
mustn't ask that. What's the marash? See in a minute. So he was like, we are worried. Shema yemru bayis echad miktsasi bonui. Or miktsasi cholos. People will say that even in one house, you have two wives. One of them could be built. No, one of them you marry. One of them you give chalitza. Rashi miktsasi cholos on the page. A man married two women. The Yemru, who cares? All this organ? What's the big deal? Tell me what the big deal is. Eden the Yavim, if he marries one of the women first, and then Bahadur Chalitz, and then he does Chalitza Hachinami, right? No problem can happen. Because he married, let's say in a normal case, Shimon's married to two women, and then he dies. Levi marries the first one, then he gets the second one, no damage happened here. But what happened a little bit around? If he gets Chalitza first, once you get Chalitza, you separate your ties with your brother. If you marry another woman, you're even Isser of Kadosh. You have no right to marry. And people, not everyone's a Talmud Chacham, understands the nuances.
In other words, you forget the process wrong.
Exactly. So Chachilu, we don't want to fight such an issue at all. Elik Zayda, deal with Chalitz Bereshe v'hadiv meyabim. You'll do Chalitz first name meyabim. V'komle, and then you'll be Oivik. V'ashala Yivne. That you didn't, the first chance you had to build, you didn't build. V'achman Amar, kivin shalai bana shuv la Yivne. If you didn't build from your brother's house, fa'fal, you can't build again. Rashi. No, Rashi. We're stopping this moment.